You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Thursday afternoon, and the most interesting thing in tech is the outrage, the frustration, the anger at Amazon. Because, as we learned in a story on Bloomberg, our Amazon Alexas are recording us, and our actual voices are being listened to by thousands of employees at Amazon. That has people very upset. Now, first off, why would Amazon be doing this? Well, obviously, they want to make the things better, right? If I say something to my Alexa device and Alexa misinterprets it, I can play it back to a human who can figure out what the error is, and then they can fix Alexa, and Alexa can give me a better answer the next time. Or if I say something and the answer that Alexa gives, even if they've heard the words correctly, isn't the answer that I wanted, you should make that better. So, of course, there are lots of humans trying to make Alexa better. And, of course, it's a little bit creepy. I want to focus on the detail that seems to have people the most upset. At the end of the Bloomberg story, it mentions that they're not only listening to the recordings where you give a specific command. You say, Alexa, what's the weather? Alexa, set a timer. They're also listening to sometimes when you don't say Alexa. Why would they be doing that? It just sounds awful. Well, actually, the reason is sometimes your Alexa turns on when you don't say Alexa. Because you say Avexa, or you say Alex, or you say, I don't know, Mexico, and it hears it wrong. And what is the most important use case for Amazon not to screw up on? It's that one. Amazon, if it wants to serve its customers, really doesn't want Alexa turning on when you don't want it to turn on, because that's the worst invasion of privacy. So how can Amazon prevent Alexa from turning on when you don't want it to turn on? It's by taking the recordings of all the times it turned on when you didn't want it to turn on and analyzing them to see what went wrong. So it's this funny thing where the creepiest thing about this story, the thing that's getting people the most upset, is actually Amazon's best intention thing, where they're trying to solve the worst problem. So Amazon should have been much clearer. It shouldn't have taken a Bloomberg story to reveal this. It should have been clear in the terms. They should have been more open about it. They probably could be better about making sure that all possibly identifying information is stripped from the data. Absolutely, that's true. They definitely should make their UI simpler, so it's much easier to turn this feature off. But on the other hand, the thing that's freaking people out the most isn't nefarious, it was actually born of good intentions. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.